Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
With the news on One Love Radio, I'm Kondo Nima Plunga. The headlines. Finance Minister advocates water sanitation as economic priorities in DC. Financial expert says estimated $200 million foregone revenue, not a loss. ECZ consults Attorney General on presidential candidate residency requirement. In international news, Togo to act as bridge between Sahel and the international community. In sports, SKF win sets Lusaka Busa Queens for Sweden. And now the news in detail. Politician and former Member of Parliament for Lumezi, Lumimunia Zulu, has bemoaned the lack of political tolerance by the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND. Mr. Zulu says that due to the lack of tolerance by the party, the Zambian opposition leaders and the Zambian people are living in fear of harassment and abductions by the state police, who claim are monitoring phone calls for the opposition in search of hate speech. He says former 6th Republican President Edgar Chagwalungu was the most tolerant president Zambia has ever had, especially owing to the amount of abuse and name-calling he endured as president, but never instructed the state police to arrest and abduct opposition leaders and the Zambian people. He has further called on the youths of Zambia not to be duped by the tricks of the UPND government in search of political opportunities in the name of constitutional amendments, and should rather be allowed to compete for opportunities because Zambia is a constitutional democracy.
Parents ordinarily tolerate the last-born child because they're growing up until they mature. You don't treat the first-born in the same fashion you treat the last-born. 6 months old can make noise in the house. It's normal. Mm-hmm. UPND is not that tolerant. They're not tolerant to divergent views. They're suspicious to any comment you make. In UPND, it's difficult to answer calls today, especially direct calls. I'm not the only one. But almost everyone is scared to make a phone call. No, they're listening to my phone, they will arrest me. But for what? What have you done wrong? Talking to someone has become a crime today. We are being followed by the state apparatus for talking to certain people. But I'm saying, I've had a relationship with these people before my politics.
The Ministry of Finance and National Planning has successfully hosted a high-level engagement for finance ministers at the country's embassy in the United States of America, Washington, D.C., aimed at encouraging water and sanitation to be treated as a critical economic priority. The gathering aimed to highlight water and sanitation as integral to Zambia's economic agenda, not mere social sector add-ons. Minister of Finance and National Planning, Stumeko Msokotwani, who was the keynote speaker at the meeting, emphasized that water security will continue to be given the priority it deserves in fiscal frameworks. Dr. Msokotwani noted that while Zambia has increased allocations to the sector, financing gaps remain significant relative to development targets as well as demand. He also highlighted that Zambia was moving towards an inclusive approach that combines fiscal prioritization, decentralized financing like the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, among other positive efforts to attract private capital. Meanwhile, Ministry of Finance and National Planning Permanent Secretary for Economic Management and Finance, Mulele Mulele, called for water security to be elevated further as an integral economic priority. Mr. Mulele highlighted the strong need to strengthen water utilities through improved governance and efforts, among others, to reduce losses, further calling for greater use of concessional financing and domestic resources. That meeting, which was held on the sidelines of the ongoing spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, brought together key stakeholders from the Sanitation and Water for All, SWA, partnership. Now, the Oil Marketing Companies Association of Zambia, OMCAS, has underscored the critical role played by oil marketing companies in safeguarding the country's fuel supply. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Dr. Kafula Mbanga says national fuel security is a shared responsibility between government and industry players, with OMCAS providing the technical and operational expertise required to implement policy effectively. He has explained that while government is responsible for setting policy direction, oil marketing companies ensure that these policies are executed in a manner that is both logistically feasible and financially sustainable. Dr. Mbanga has noted that under Zambia's liberalized fuel procurement framework, oil marketing companies now bear the primary responsibility of importing finished petroleum products and maintaining adequate stock levels across the country. And still in local news, financial expert John Sambaombe says the estimated $200 million Zambia has forgone in revenue should not be viewed as a loss, but as a cost of maintaining economic stability. His remarks follow revelations by Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Msukutwani that the country has forfeited about $200 million after introducing tax relief measures to cushion citizens and businesses from rising fuel prices triggered by the Middle East conflict. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Sambaombe says the $200 million represents roughly between 2-4% of total government revenue. He notes that the amount is significant and could be equivalent to funding entire sectors such as health or energy expansion. However, Sambaombe stresses that the cost should be understood in the context of economic stability, arguing that Zambia is not losing the money due to policy failure. He says the country is effectively paying to stabilize key economic pressures, including fuel prices, inflation, and broader economic vulnerability.
The trade-off government just made, it is a deliberate economic trade-off with a short-term gain. Lower fuel prices, that protects households and businesses. That also slows inflation. And then there is a long-term cost to that effect, which is reduced government revenue, tighter fiscal space. Then that also leads to potential borrowing pressure. In simple terms, government has chosen to take the pain on its balance sheet so that citizens and businesses feel less pain in their pockets.
The First National Bank Zambia has celebrated 17 years of operations in Zambia with its annual wine festival, highlighting its growth and customer engagement strategy. The celebrations began with a VIP event at the Taj Pamozi Hotel, where invited guests sampled a variety of international wines and enjoyed live music. On the second day, a public edition of the festival has been held at the Polo Fields at the Lusaka Showgrounds. Speaking at the event, Chief Executive Officer Chola Kapumpe says the milestone reflects strong support from Zambians since the bank's launch in April 2009. She has noted that the bank has grown to 25 branches across 8 provinces with agency banking services covering the entire country. Ms. Kapumpe says innovation remains central to FNB's operations, citing early adoption of e-wallet services and continued investment in mobile banking solutions. Meanwhile, speaking at the public edition of the festival, FNB Senior Brand and Communications Manager Ivy Hamwaka says the public edition of the festival is aimed at empowering small and medium enterprises that deal in fast food products and wines to showcase their products to the general public as a way of boosting their businesses. Ms. Hamwaka says FNB remains committed to supporting SMEs as part of its corporate social responsibility.
As a brand, the best way to show up for our customers is to make sure that we insert ourselves in their lives. Do they like wine? We invite them for a party. Do they like sports? We invite them to the Kopala Run. Do they like art? We invite them to the FNB Art Fest. So this is what Day 2 is about. You will notice that we've got 20 wineries at the back so that people can come through and taste the different types of wine. In addition to that, this year what is different is we've extended a platform to our SMEs. SMEs, particularly in the food industry. So as opposed to yesterday where we went to Pamozi and we asked Pamozi to provide food that goes along with the wine, this time around we've invited the smaller vendors, your market dodos in the industry who make great samosas, smaller.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, EZZ, has announced that it will engage the Office of the Attorney General on the constitutional requirement that presidential candidates must be ordinary residents of Zambia. The clarification will include the specific duration of residence needed for eligibility in the 2026 general election. This resolution was among several adopted during a consultative meeting held in Lusaka with political parties represented by their presidents, secretary generals, election chairpersons and campaign managers. Speaking when she closed the meeting, ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalumis disclosed that the commission further resolved to engage the Register of Societies to address concerns raised about the registration of political